Welcome to the TGW Mindtastic Podcast Season 2. This episode is truly special. Curious why? Don't worry, we'll lift the curtain at the end of the show, but trust us, it's worth the wait. In today's interview, we're diving deep into the heart of the Mindtastic program, uncovering the ideas behind it and exploring its powerful impact on society and beyond. So sit back, relax, and join us on this colorful journey through the world of learning and innovation at TGW.
All right, buckle up, because today we're going deep on a company that's totally changing the game when it comes to how they train their employees.
Yeah, this is really interesting stuff.
It's not just about, you know, teaching software or like typical safety stuff.
Right.
We're talking about developing the whole person.
Exactly. We're getting a behind the scenes look at TGW Logistics Group.
Oh, cool.
And their Mindtastic program. So they're not just, you know, trying to survive in this rapidly changing world.
Yeah.
They actually want to help their employees thrive.
And we've got a ton of material to dig through here.
Oh, yeah.
Internal documents, web pages, even some interview questions about Mindtastic.
Yeah, it's great.
It's like we've got the secret recipe for, like, building a super workforce, you know.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what they're going for. It's a workforce that's not just skilled, but resilient, engaged.
Yeah.
I'd even say fulfilled. And it all comes from this concept of ganzheitliche Bildung, which is like a holistic approach to education.
Okay, but before we get too deep into the philosophy of it all, let's back up for a sec. What exactly is Mindtastic? Like, how does this thing actually work?
Well, think of it as a program built on 5 core pillars.
5.
Yeah, 5. Each one supports the development of, you know, these well-rounded individuals.
Okay, 5 pillars. Like it's a temple of learning or something?
Something like that, yeah. A framework for growth.
Okay. So let's get into it. What are these pillars all about?
All right. So first up, you've got Academy and Learning Now.
Oh.
This one's all about offering, you know, the typical learning stuff, workshops, training sessions, that kind of thing.
Okay.
But it's not just about sitting in a classroom. They really emphasize self-directed learning.
Gotcha.
And they use technology a lot to make it more interesting and engaging.
Ah, so it's not your typical boring corporate training program.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. What's next?
Okay, pillar number 2 is all about network. They really get the importance of people connecting and working together. So they put a lot of energy into building up these communities of practice, having mentoring programs, even bringing in outside experts to share their knowledge. It's all about like using that collective wisdom and making learning a shared experience.
I like that, yeah. It's like everyone contributes their own unique piece to the puzzle.
That's a good way to put it.
Okay, what about pillar number 3? What's that one all about?
That one is structure and organization building. It's kind of like the foundation that makes all this learning possible, right?
Yeah, it makes sense.
It's about having the resources, infrastructure, and support systems so people can really take charge of their own development.
So they're not just like throwing programs out there. They're really integrating learning into how the whole company works.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, we're on a roll here. What's pillar number 4?
Knowledge management and learning experience. That's where they get really strategic. They want to make sure knowledge is easy to find, it's relevant, and it's engaging, you know? So they use digital tools, they make interesting content, and they really cultivate this culture of knowledge sharing within the company.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
It's not just an event, it's an ongoing thing woven into everyday work.
Right, right. You can't just have information. You got to make it easy to digest.
Exactly.
Okay. Drum roll, please. What's the 5th and final pillar of Mindtastic?
All right. This one is called New Age Learning. This is where it gets exciting. We're talking artificial intelligence for personalized learning.
Oh, wow.
Virtual reality for these really immersive simulations and a whole bunch of digital tools to keep things fresh and interesting.
So they're really going all in on making learning cutting edge and engaging.
They are. And, you know, that innovative mindset is actually directly connected to how successfully they brought AI into the company as a whole.
Oh, interesting.
We'll get into that later, but it's a great example of how Mindtastic is already having a real impact.
Okay, I'm hooked. This is way more than your average corporate training. Mm. But from what I remember from the research, they didn't just come up with this stuff out of nowhere. Right?
Yeah, right.
They're using some established theories and models for that.
Oh, absolutely. Mindtastic is rooted in some serious research on how people learn best. We're talking big names like Carol Dweck, Malcolm Knowles, Peter Senge.
Okay, those are some names that'll get any learning nerd excited. But I got to admit, sometimes those theories can feel a bit, you know, academic. So how does TGW actually put them into practice in Mindtastic?
Well, they've really embraced Dweck's growth mindset, for one thing.
Okay.
They're building a culture where everyone believes they can constantly learn and improve, no matter their background or skills.
Yeah, I like that. It's all about believing you can get there.
Exactly, yeah.
What about Knowles? How does his work on adult learning fit into all this?
Well, Knowles was all about adults being actively involved in their learning, you know?
Right.
It's got to be relevant to their lives and goals for it to really stick. And that idea is at the core of Mindtastic. It's not about just passively absorbing information. It's about empowering people to own their learning journey.
So it's like giving people the keys to the car and letting them drive their own development.
Exactly.
Okay. And what about Senge? How does he figure into the Mindtastic mix?
Senge is the learning organization guy, right? He believed that to thrive in a world that's constantly changing, companies have to be constantly learning and adapting too.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense.
And you can see that vision baked into everything about Mindtastic. They're building a culture where learning is more than just encouraged. It's essential, you know?
So it's like learning is the fuel that keeps the whole company running.
Exactly.
But hold on, before we get too far ahead, I want to understand how they structure this whole holistic approach. We talked about pillars, theories, but what about the TGW specific elements?
Ah, good point. That's where things get even more interesting.
Okay, I'm ready.
They actually developed their own model of human development, and it's the foundation for the whole Mindtastic program.
Oh, really?
It's called the TGW Integral Human Model, and it focuses on four key areas.
Four areas, okay. I'm all about specifics, so break it down for me. What are these areas?
So there's Körper, which means body. Gefühle are feelings. Wissen is knowledge. And Bewusstsein means consciousness.
Okay, so we've got body, mind, and spirit, kind of, right?
Yeah, it's not just about what you know. It's about how you feel, taking care of yourself physically, even your sense of purpose, you know?
Yeah, but big picture.
Exactly, and it's all connected to their overall company philosophy. They're big on this idea of Menschen im Mittelpunkt. It means people at the center.
I'm sensing a theme here. Empowering people to really reach their full potential.
Exactly. And there are two key figures who have been instrumental in shaping this whole vision.
Okay, let's hear it. Who are the masterminds behind Mindtastic?
Well, first, there's the company's founder, Ludwig Sienich. His big dream was to create a company where everyone felt valued and empowered.
I already like this guy. A company where people come first.
Why? Right. And then you've got Jürgen Berger and Jürgen Reithmeier. They're both leaders who've really championed Mindtastic. They believe this kind of development is crucial for navigating the challenges in the world today.
What kind of challenges are we talking about here?
Well, they specifically talk about the Banny world. Brittle, anxious, nonlinear, incomprehensible.
Banny world? Catchy.
Right. It basically means the world is changing faster and in more unpredictable ways than ever before.
Okay, yeah, I think we've all felt a little banified lately.
Yeah.
So how does Mindtastic actually help people deal with all that?
Ah, that is the million-dollar question, and it's where things get really interesting.
All right, well, we're going to have to save that for after the break because we are out of time for this segment, but we'll be right back, so don't go anywhere.
Curious? You can find more information on Mindtastic.com.
So the Banny world, right? Brittle, anxious, nonlinear, incomprehensible. It's like, how do we even keep up with all this craziness?
Right. It's like trying to stand on shifting sand.
Exactly. And TGW knows that just having, you know, basic skills isn't enough anymore. You need more than just knowing how to do a specific task.
Right.
You need that resilience. You got to be able to adapt. You got to have that emotional intelligence. The whole package. You know what I mean?
Okay. So how does Mindtastic help with all that? Yeah. How do they take those ideas and turn them into something people can actually use?
Well, remember those five pillars we were talking about?
Yeah.
Each one plays a part in building up those essential skills.
Okay.
Take network, for example.
Oh.
When you have strong connections with people in those communities, you know?
Yeah.
It's like a built-in support system, helps you feel less alone when things are uncertain.
Okay. So it's like a safety net, but it's helping you stay balanced before you fall.
Right.
Not just quetching you when you do.
Exactly. And then there's new age learning, all that cutting edge tech and the immersive experiences.
Yeah.
That pillar helps people become more flexible, you know?
Yeah.
More adaptable so they can keep up with technology as it changes.
So it's not just about surviving change, but actually thriving in it.
Absolutely. And Mindtastic goes deeper than just skills. It's about giving people that sense of meaning, of purpose, you know?
Yeah.
They believe that when people feel like they belong and they see the value in what they're doing, they're more likely to be engaged and they're more resilient.
It's like Maslow's hierarchy of needs, but for work.
Exactly.
You can't expect people to do their best work if they're not feeling connected.
Exactly. And that's where TGW's focus on ganzheitliche Bildung comes in.
Right.
They're not just trying to train employees. They're trying to help them become well-rounded people who can handle anything life throws at them, you know?
Right. This is all sounding really amazing. But how do they know it's actually working?
Yeah.
Like, how do you even measure the effectiveness of a program like this?
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
It's not easy to measure something like Mindtastic that's about developing the whole person.
Right.
They're still figuring out the best way to do it.
Yeah.
But they are exploring some cool ideas.
Like what one? Tell me more.
Well, one idea they're working on is a Lernen und Wachstums quote. It means a learning and growth quota.
Whoa. A quota for learning. That's kind of a bold move. How's that even going to work?
They're still working out the details, but the main idea is to move away from just measuring things like, did someone finish a course?
Right.
And look at how they're using what they've learned in their actual work and their personal life, you know?
So it's not just about checking boxes. It's about seeing if the learning is actually making a difference.
Exactly. It's about seeing if people are using what they learn to solve problems better, to be more creative, to work together better, to make real changes within the company.
Yeah, I love that. So it's about learning as an action, not just something passive you sit through.
You got it.
But are there, like, any concrete examples of how Mindtastic is making a difference right now?
Oh, for sure. One really good example is the impact their Mindtastic clubs are having.
Mindtastic clubs?
Yeah.
What are those?
So these clubs bring people from all different parts of the company together to just explore new ideas, work on projects together, and basically get that innovative energy flowing.
So they're like little think tanks popping up all over the company.
Exactly. And it's not just talk, you know?
Right.
These clubs have led to real results.
Oh, yeah. Like what? Give me the details.
Well, from the first round of these Mindtastic clubs, they saw a big increase in how people were using AI in the company.
Really?
Yeah, like they went from being kind of hesitant about AI to being more proactive and wanting to use it in new ways.
Wow, that's awesome. So it's not just about individual learning. It's about using everyone's smarts to make the whole company better.
You got it. And it really shows what happens when you create a space where people feel comfortable trying new things and sharing their ideas.
Yeah, and challenging how things have always been done.
Exactly. Mindtastic is all about encouraging people to not just learn new things, but to actually do something with that knowledge.
So they're creating leaders, not just learners.
You could say that.
Yeah.
And it's all part of TGW's goal to become a true learning organization.
Mm. Okay, so we've talked about what Mindtastic is and how it works. But why does this matter to anyone outside of CGW?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
And it goes beyond just this one company to a bigger conversation about what the future of work and learning will look like, you know?
Yeah, totally.
What TGW is doing is kind of a small scale version of what we need to be doing on a much bigger scale.
Okay, tell me more. I'm all ears.
Look, the world is changing so fast.
Yeah.
That old idea of going to school, getting a job, and just coasting on those skills for your whole career is just not going to cut it anymore.
Yeah, that's like trying to sail a ship in a storm with a ripped up map.
Exactly. We need people who are always willing to learn, who can handle uncertainty, who are comfortable with change.
Yeah.
And companies have to be willing to invest in their people to help them develop those qualities.
And TGW is showing everyone that it's not only possible, it's absolutely necessary if you want to succeed in this crazy world.
Exactly. They're proving that when you invest in your people, you end up with a workforce that's more engaged, more creative, more successful all around.
And that's a win for everyone. The employees, the company, and society in general.
Precisely. Mindtastic is a perfect example of how everyone can benefit. And what's even cooler is that they're making this program available to the entire TGW world.
Wait, back up. What do you mean by TGW world?
Well, they're a global company, right?
Yeah.
So they operate all over the planet. And they want to make sure every single employee has access to Mindtastic.
That's a huge goal. How are they going to do that?
Technology is a big part of it. They're creating online platforms, VR experiences, all sorts of tools that can reach people no matter where they are.
So they're building a whole virtual world of learning, basically.
That's a good way to put it. And they're committed to making it work because they truly believe that this kind of development is important for everyone.
Wow. It's like they're saying, we believe in every single person who works for us, and we're willing to put our money where our mouth is to help them grow.
Exactly. And that's what makes Mindtastic so inspiring. It's not just about training. It's about giving people the power to become the best versions of themselves.
I love that. Okay, before we get too carried away here, how does TGW make sure that all this learning actually sticks? It's one thing to have great programs, but it's another thing to make sure people are using what they learn in their everyday work, right?
Absolutely. That's where the whole learning organization idea comes in.
Okay, remind me what a learning organization is. It sounds a little too good to be true.
Well, it's not just an idea. It's about making learning a part of everything the organization does.
Okay.
It's not just something you do in a classroom. It's happening all the time, everywhere.
So it's about creating a culture where everyone expects to be learning all the time.
Exactly. And TGW is taking real steps to make that happen. They're encouraging people to share what they know, to mentor each other, to coach each other.
Okay.
They even reward employees who actively seek out new knowledge and skills.
It's like the whole company is one big experiment where everyone is learning and growing together.
I like that. And they're not afraid to experiment themselves, you know?
Yeah.
They're constantly trying new things, seeing what works, and changing their approach based on what they're learning.
So they're living what they're preaching, basically.
Exactly. And that's what makes Mindtastic so powerful. It's not just a program. It's a core belief in what people can achieve.
This has been a really inspiring conversation. I'm walking away feeling really optimistic about what's possible when companies put their people first.
I agree. TGW is setting a really high standard for what investing in employees can look like.
All right, before we wrap things up, I want to leave our listeners with something to think about.
Okay.
What if we all tried to bring a little bit of Mindtastic into our own workplaces? What small changes can we make to create a better environment for learning and growth?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a huge change.
Right.
You could start a book club with your coworkers, share an interesting article, even just ask someone about their goals.
Yeah, just little things to create positive change.
Exactly. And who knows, maybe those small changes will lead to even bigger ones down the road.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, keep growing.
And there you have it. Just as promised, today's episode was something really special. What made it so unique? Oh, here's the twist. This entire podcast was created by an AI tool. We fed it just 6 sources in German, and in under 5 minutes, it delivered this conversation about our Mindtastic program all in perfect English. It's amazing how technology can help us share our story in ways we never imagined. Thanks for tuning in into the Mindtastic podcast. Until next time, stay curious, stay innovative, and stay Mindtastic.